This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A former U.S. ambassador has been arrested in Miami. AP correspondent Sagar Magani says he was secretly spying for Cuban intelligence.
A former U.S. ambassador has been charged with secretly spying for a Cuban intelligence. Manuel Rocha held top diplomatic spots in Bolivia, Argentina, and the U.S. interest section in Havana. Court papers allege Rocha was a Cuban mole, engaging in clandestine activity on Havana's behalf for more than 40 years, dating to when he first joined the State Department in 1981. Rocha faces federal charges, including acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government. He was caught after the FBI learned of his Havana ties last year and arranged undercover meetings with someone purporting to be a Cuban spy. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Guinea-Bissau's president, Umaro Sissoko Embalo, has dissolved parliament after what he said was an attempted coup last week. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports he has proposed new elections but has not specified a date.
The announcement was quickly dismissed as unconstitutional by one of Embalo's main rivals, Domingos Simoes Pereira. He was president of the parliament and head of the PAIGC party that won a majority in legislative elections in June. That result halted Embalo's plans for a constitutional change that would have allowed him to consolidate power by removing the semi-presidential system.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says there was an attempt to overthrow Embalo in February of 2022. During that attempt, a number of people were killed. There have been a number of coups in this country since it gained independence. This is VOA News. Explosions and gunfire can be heard in Khan Yunis in the darkness as Israel pushes forward with its move against Hamas since the end of the pause in fighting.
Hamas broke the humanitarian pause when it violated the hostage release agreement by refusing to release women, children, and babies as agreed.
The U.S. State Department said on Monday that steps taken by the Israeli government to address extremist settler violence in the West Bank are not sufficient. A State Department spokesperson told reporters the United States thinks the Israeli government should prosecute Israeli settlers who engage in violent acts against Palestinians. Three survivors were found on Monday in Indonesia after the Marapi volcano erupted in West Sumatra. The rescue team recovered 11 dead bodies. 49 climbers evacuated from the area earlier on Monday. Many were treated for burns. There are still 12 missing. The United States Navy and China mixing it up again in the South China Sea.
The Chinese military says an American naval ship has illegally intruded into waters near the Second Thomas Shoal, the site of a hot territorial dispute between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. A Chinese naval force was mobilized to track the USS Gabrielle Giffords during the operation. According to a government statement, China says the US is meddling in waters far from its shores and renews accusations that America's raising regional tensions. The U.S. Navy says the ship was conducting routine operations in international waters consistent with international law. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oxford University Press has picked its word of the year. Here's AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
It's not really a word. It's part of a word. It's riz. And it's believed to come from the middle of the word charisma and can be used as a verb, as in riz up or chat someone up. That's according to the Oxford University Press. Riz is a popular term used by Gen Z to describe someone's ability to attract or seduce another person. It tops Swifty. The word situationship, which is an informal romantic or sexual relationship, and prompt, not the word for being on time, but an instruction given to an artificial intelligence program. I'm Shelley Adler.
More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.